I am John, the Apostle John, and your friend. And I share with you the suffering that we all endure in our serving the Lord. I was exiled on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and because of my testimony concerning Jesus Christ. And I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and suddenly I heard a loud voice behind me like a trumpet saying,
"Come up here, and I will show you what must happen after this."
All of a sudden, I came under the power of the Spirit, and I saw a throne in heaven, and someone was seated on the throne. And the one who was seated looked like an amazingly beautiful jewel, and the throne itself was like an emerald. And over the throne was a rainbow, and around this throne were 24 other thrones, and on these thrones sat 24 elders, and they were dressed in white, and they had gold crowns on their heads. Lightning and noise and thunder came from the throne, and seven flaming torches were in front of the throne, and these are the seven spirits of God. And in front of the throne, there was something like a sea of glass, as clear as crystal. And in the center, around the throne, were four living creatures, covered with eyes in front and back, and they sang continually.
Holy, 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 holy is the Lord. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord, God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord, God Almighty, who was and who is and is to come. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord, God Almighty. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord, God Almighty.
Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to the one who sits on the throne, to the one who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders bow in front of the one who sits on the throne and worship the one who lives forever and ever. They place their crowns in front of the throne and say,
worthy.
A scroll in the hand of the one who sits on the throne, and it had writing both on the inside and on the outside, and it was sealed with seven seals. Then I heard a powerful angel calling out in a loud voice,
"Who deserves to open the scroll and break the seals on it?"
No one was found in heaven, on earth, or under the earth, who could open the scroll or look inside it. I cried bitterly because no one was worthy to open the scroll. I can hardly describe to you the anguish that I felt that this scroll could not be opened. It contained the eternal purposes of God. Within it was God's last will and testament. If it remained sealed, none of us could ever enter into our inheritance. All of mankind would be eternally cut off from God, eternally doomed. This would mean that all of the prophets who had prophesied our redemption had been deceived, and it would mean that everyone who had died believing in the promised Messiah was eternally lost. There would be no future for mankind. If this scroll could not be opened, this was the end. Then one of the elders said to me,
"Stop crying. The lion from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has won the victory. He can open the scroll and the seven seals on it."
I looked, and I saw a lamb standing next to the throne. And this lamb looked as if it had been slaughtered. It had seven horns and seven eyes, and these are the seven spirits of God that go forth in all the world. And then the lamb took the scroll. The lamb took the scroll. And when the Lamb took the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders bowed down and worshiped him. Each held a harp in his hand and golden bowls of incense, which represent the prayers of God's holy people. Then there was a new song.
You are worthy to take up and open the scroll. For you are the Lamb that was slain. Oh, glory.
and honor to the one on the throne, to the Lamb who lives and reigns.
You are worthy to take up and open the scroll, for you are the Lamb that was slain. Oh, glory and honor to the one on the throne, to the Lamb.
Voices of many angels, the four living creatures and the elders surrounding the throne. They numbered 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands times thousands. And in a loud voice they were singing.
The Lamb that was slain deserves to receive power, wealth, wisdom, strength, honor and glory, blessing and praise. The Lamb that was slain deserves to receive power, wealth, wisdom, strength, honor and glory, blessing and praise. The Lamb that was slain deserves to read.
I heard every creature in heaven, on earth, under the earth, and on the sea. Every creature in all those places was singing. Creatures said, elders bowed and worshipped. I watched as the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals on the scroll, and I heard one of the four living creatures say with a voice like thunder,
"Go and tell them."
Immediately I saw a large crowd from every nation, tribe, people, and tongue. No one was able to count how many people there were. They were standing in front of the throne and the Lamb. They wore white robes, they carried palm branches in their hands, and they were crying out in a loud voice,
"Salvation belongs to our God, who sits upon the throne, and unto the
glory.
riches, strength, be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God. Amen. Blessing, glory, wisdom, thanks, honor, power, riches, strength, be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God. Amen. Blessing, glory, wisdom, thanks, honor, power, riches, strength, be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God. Amen. Blessing, glory, wisdom, thanks, honor, power, riches, strength, be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God. Amen. Blessing, glory, wisdom, thanks, honor, power, riches, strength, be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God. To our God, amen. 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 Amen.
One of the elders asked me again,
who are these people dressed in white robes, and where did they come from?
I answered her, you know who they are.
And then she told me,
these are the people who are coming out of the terrible suffering. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. That is why they are in front of the throne of God. They serve him day and night in his temple. The one who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. They will never be hungry or thirsty again. The sun or any other heat will never overcome them. The Lamb in the center, near the throne, will be their shepherd. He will lead them to the springs filled with the water of life, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes.
When he, the Lamb, opened the last seal, the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven.
None but you.